This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Help me welcome to the program. Hoss Spencer of The Hook is with us, and The Hook actually broke some news today I find very interesting. A new parking lot, and yet, Hoss, this is a new parking lot in Charlottesville that has probably the biggest backstory of any parking lot. It's historic that we are seeing this parking lot happen. History is being made with this asphalt. What's going on?
Well, Coy, you know well the history of the Amtrak station, or as it's more accurately known, Union Station, since it stands at the crossroads or union of two separate rail lines, a north and south line and an east and west line. And that lot has been kind of an embarrassment to city leaders for at least a decade, really closer to decade and a half, since it was sold to a team consisting of Alan Kajean and Gabe Silverman.
Local developer Gabe Silverman, of course. They bought the train station.
Yeah, they bought the whole property for a sum of under $1 million. They now have it listed for sale as a 3.44-acre property for $13.5
million. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah, they secured a $750,000 federal grant to spruce up the property when they bought it back in the early 90s, and I think a lot of people thought that that meant that they would pave the lot. Not so, according to this duo. They kept it as gravel. They maybe fixed the drainage a bit, but the potholes grew larger and larger, and the dust clouds grew thicker and thicker.
We're talking with Hoss Spencer. It's 552 in Charlottesville, but they are finally, as we speak, paving the train station parking lot. It's going to get paved.
Yeah, you know, our reporter Dave McNair was down there today with his trusty camera, and they were jackhammering out some old concrete and, bulldozing up the dirt and gravel, and I'm seeing brown dirt in these pictures. I think a lot of people are taking the position that they'll believe it when it really gets paved, because it's been broken for so long that it's actually a little hard to believe.
Yeah, was that ever paved? I can't remember.
I don't recall it being paved, but it might have been a little different from the gravel surface that it has now.
Yeah.
When those guys took possession of it in the early 90s.
Now, Hoss, you and I both remember back in the 90s, the word that was always heard around City Hall and in Charlottesville, the word was linchpin.
Linchpin, the Amtrak station was a linchpin of development connecting town and gown, Coy.
Yeah, that was the philosophy. We're going to have private developers come in and spruce up this train station, and then that will be the linchpin to unite downtown and the university area, and we're going to see West Main Street totally become something completely new, a walkable community, lots of people living and working along West Main Street, and what will do it is the linchpin, and that is the new train station.
Well, I think city leaders might have felt a little dazed and confused in the late 90s when they thought they were going to be able to build a transit center there, and all of a sudden they found out that they couldn't. And I think it was one of the reasons they had steered the Norfolk Southern Corporation to sell the place to this development team, because they really thought they were going to have some say in the way that that the lot got developed. But they were outsmarted, and the result has been, a decade and a half of dust clouds and potholes.
Not only no development there along West Main Street in front of the train station, but no asphalt in the parking lot as well.
Yeah, but you still can pay $8 a day to park there.
This is a historic new parking lot at the train station. They are paving it, according to The Hook. We're talking with Hoss Spencer. And I guess for folks who are just joining us, though, we should add that Gabe Silverman, of course, the developer, responsible for some of the best, redevelopment that we've seen in Charlottesville in the last 30 or 40 years.
Well, some of the more interesting developments in town, including the old Mickey building on Market Street and the purple-colored what's that place called on West Main where all the fancy cheese stores and flower shops are?
Yeah, yeah, where the feast is and all that, the market, yeah.
Yeah, they have some cute name. It's not cute enough, though, or you and I would be remembering it, wouldn't we?
I think it's the market. The Seville like Market. That. I think that's it, yeah.
I just call it the Purple Place.
Right, right, right.
There's a nice chocolate shop there called Gerhardt's. Delicious
And I've
chocolate.
Heard the feast is awesome food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there have been some expanded Amtrak services in the past couple of years. You know that about a year and a half ago, the town got a second daily train up to New York and actually all the way to Boston. And now there's talk about increasing the service for the Cardinal train. That's the one that runs all the way from New York to Chicago through our fair city. But last November, Meredith Richards was publicly complaining that the bad condition of that parking lot could thwart plans to bolster the Cardinal's service to 7 days a week. Now it's just 3 days a week. So this can only be good news for people who'd like to see more trains coming through Charlottesville.
Good stuff. Thank you, Hawes Spencer. It's big news at readthehook.com. They are finally paving the train station parking lot on West Main Street. It is historic. Thanks, Hawes.
Thanks, Coy.
And you heard it here. It's big news. They're finally going to pave it. It's finally going to be a paved parking lot.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.